It is Free Radio. I'm Adam. Very pleased to say I am joined now by Nick Gale, better known as Digital Farm Animals. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Yeah, very good. Thanks, mate. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, welcome back to Birmingham. I know you played Prism in Birmingham about a month ago. Is that right?
Yeah, it would probably be a month or a few months ago, I think it was. But it was wicked. Really good party.
How is that getting the reaction to? I mean, do you play your song or do you play other people's songs or how's that working? Because obviously you've got a decent back catalogue now.
Yeah, well, I mean, we DJ at the moment. That's kind of our main thing. But of course, we play as much of our music as we can, but mixed in with other stuff as well. The clubbier tracks always go down very well. Millionaire, we've got a few remixes being done that will hopefully like kind of bring it up to house tempo in the club, but that actually goes off really well at the beginning of our set. So yeah, we do.
Now I've got to start off with a question you must get asked in literally every interview. I've sort of read into it. For people who don't know, the name Digital Farm Animals, that comes from being at uni, and this isn't some sort of nickname. This is a thing you came up with yourself, right?
Yeah, it was. It was a weird story. I was at university in Nottingham, and in my second year, I had this. We lived in this house that kind of overlooked a farm. It was quite an odd place to live in, and I had my kind of music set up next to my window overlooking this farm full of farm animals, and yeah, I just used to be making like techno beats while looking outside, and I think the name came to me one day for a song and I was like, ah, maybe I should use that as an artist name, and here we are.
That's why it stuck. And it's fair to say you're one of the most in-demand producers at the moment, but it's not exactly your obvious career progression for you. I mean, you studied history, then went on to do law, then went on to be a barman. How did it all come together? Talk us through that.
Well, I hope I'm in demand. That's nice to hear. I basically started off, I took a kind of classic route. The family were like, go and get a good job, go and do law or something like that. Even though none of my family have ever been in law, but they wanted me to do something along that route. So I went and studied history at Nottingham. And then after that, I don't think I ever even really attended a lecture. I don't even know if there were any, but I managed to get through it somehow. And then I did a law conversion in London, which was good, actually. It's quite helpful now in just understanding some things. And I just decided I really didn't enjoy law and it wasn't for me. And I probably wasn't very good at it either. And so I decided to take a year out. And obviously at that point, you're kind of a bit broke. So I went and got a job working in a bar for as many nights a week as I could. And then in the days, I just kind of went and tried to hustle my way through the music industry and work out what was going on and met a few people and eventually came into contact with my manager now and the guys that I'm working with now, and thankfully everything kind of came together, and so it's a few years ago it became like my full-time thing, and you know, one thing led to another.
This just goes to show there is no route into the industry that is wrong. It's just like, yeah, just sort of stumble across it whatever way you possibly can. And as you say, you've got this amazing new single with Millionaire featuring Nelly now.
Yeah,
how did that come about then?
So basically, I had the chorus idea. Often I'll just start little ideas in my bedroom or wherever. And I had these chords and I sang this chorus. And then as I often do, I kind of pitched it up. It sounds like a female child, I imagine. And laid it up, and it was quite a cool sound. And I was meant to be working with these guys at the same time on a few other bits in America called Cash Cash, who are like a trio of producers over there. And we kind of went back and forth on the production of it and got it to a shape where it sounded really cool. It had the drop and everything. And obviously my vocals still on the chorus. And then Nelly came into the equation. He'd been talking to the Cash Cash guys at that time. And he heard the track and asked who I was and what was going on with it, and just really liked it. And they managed to record him on it. And then from there on, we kind of all got in and pitched in and made it into what it is today. And it's just, I suppose, a bit of a fluke that he heard and liked it. But he's been really cool, and we hung out with him here when he was shooting the video, and he played his gig. I think it was like 3 weeks ago at Coco, and he's just really cool. And so, yeah, it's been a bit surreal.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. But, I mean, you've already worked with some great names. I read somewhere you went out and worked with Will.i.am in America. Well, what was that like?
Yeah, I've worked with Will quite a bit. That was amazing. Yeah, it was really, really fun. He's an incredible guy and very interesting to work with. Definitely learned a lot from him in the studio.
I remember seeing you talking about it before, and you said it was obviously an amazing experience, but like also quite surreal, because he strikes me as a bloke who likes to have fun, but also, you know, quite an intense person as well.
Yeah, but I mean, in the studio, it really is like his focus is completely on the music, and he does everything himself in terms of production and vocal production and writing and stuff. And when I was in there, I was just like, it's got to be on top form production wise. Yeah. So yeah, it's quite intense, but I think, do you know, with a lot of artists, it's like that. A lot of people who really love what they do, it's full on. So yeah, that was amazing.
And you've, as I said before, you've done some amazing stuff before this single as well. I mean, you've remixed a fantastic Amy Winehouse song. You've obviously had the song with R. Kelly prior to this. If you could collaborate or have another voice on a future song, who would you like to work with potentially in the future?
It's probably going to sound a bit cliche, because I imagine everyone in the world wants to work with him at the moment, but probably Drake, or I'm a massive, massive Coldplay fan. So
oh, right.
It would be amazing to kind of get them on a track, even if they're just playing guitar. But I love everything they do. So yeah, quite maybe them together, that would be good.
Yeah, Drake and Coldplay. I can see that. The video for Millionaire is great as well. You mentioned obviously you shot that with Nelly. If you haven't seen it, it's this crazy house party. And you've been talking a lot on social media about if you were a millionaire, what would you do, that sort of thing. If you could have this crazy house party, who'd be the people that you were like, right, they need to be coming, they need to be on the guest list?
Oh wow. I think, well, I'd probably put Coldplay in there. Who else? Well, David Cameron's quite free at the moment, so
keep him busy.
He could come,
and he needs to let his hair down. That's a good point. I like that.
I'll have to think about that one.
Okay. I'll give you time to think about that. As I mentioned before, you were doing a gig in Prism in Birmingham a while back. Is that more plans for that for the future? Are you going to be touring a bit more, hopefully, and doing lots of gigs?
Yeah, well, we're gigging as much as possible at the moment. I am. It's kind of a priority right now. I'm just writing as much music as I can for the Digital Farm Animals project. We want to get the next few singles wrapped up. So that's like, I'm in the studio quite a bit these next few months, but we are gigging throughout the summer. We just played on the weekend NAS Festival, which was really fun, in Bath, and we've got gigs intermittently throughout London. We're playing a lot there. We did the Notion magazine party last week as well. So yeah, it's
keeping busy. I like this.
Always DJing. Yeah, it's good fun.
And how is it seeing the progression of this song, like you say, that you just started by you singing this vocal and then sending it back and forth, and then Nelly getting interested? How is it now seeing that in a live environment, seeing people reacting to it? And I mean, I was listening this morning on Spotify, and it's got, what, 7 million plays, something like that now, I think.
Yeah, they seem to be racking up on Spotify, which is amazing. I'm just, anytime someone likes my song, it's surreal and amazing. Like I'm very thankful to people who are supporting it, and hearing it on the radio particularly is weird when you're driving along and it suddenly comes on. And obviously I've done stuff for other people, but when it's, you know, your own thing with your name on it, it's a little bit more shocking to hear it. So yeah, it's amazing. It's like, it really is like, it's the thing you kind of dream about when you're trying to become a producer when you're younger. So it's an incredible feeling.
Nick, thank you so much for coming into Free Radio today.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.